Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Chaos in here, Tommy.
What happened?
Complete chaos. Like, for example, we have our traffic thing running and we have no traffic.
We have no traffic.
We have traffic, but we don't know what the traffic is. All right. I guess we'll get more traffic in a little while. What happened to the traffic? Okay. This is not what it sounds like.
Okay.
And Kimmy, you know it's not what it sounds like.
Well, I mean, it is what it sounds like.
So what happened?
When you get put in a no-win situation,
yeah,
you want to try and pick the one that helps the most people, right?
You do? Okay.
I mean, like, when you put yourself in a no-win
situation. I did not put myself in this situation.
Kind of.
Okay. That's what I had to do.
Yeah.
I had to go with the decision that helped out the most people. And look, you guys are right. There are people at your job
yeah.
who like to play it off like they are the boss, even though they have no actual responsibility.
Yeah.
But sometimes that gets dropped in your lap, even though you don't want it.
Damn it.
And neither of you in this spot would have said no, because you're both cowards like I am.
Well, let me hear. And now you're yelling at me. I haven't even heard the story yet.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, I'm going to give you a little background.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
before Kimmy starts lying. So we are very fortunate working here that all of the morning shows in the building, the folks down on the country station, Scott and Sandy on The Buzz, Moose and Breezy on PXY and us, we all get along great.
Yes, it is very unique. That usually doesn't happen.
Everybody usually hates each other.
Yeah.
So because of that, once a month we have what we call content meetings where we all get into a big room, well, everybody but Tommy.
Yeah.
And we sit around and we talk about like stuff going on in our lives.
So you kick around ideas.
You got it. And like how would you do this or how would you talk about this? And
so it's almost like a think tank.
Yeah, it's really good and it makes everything better. And that has been put on.
Sounds fantastic.
For years by Mike Danger.
Yeah.
So I got called up into Danger's office last week.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, Danger has a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
He's got some new responsibilities.
He's a big boss man.
And Mike Danger, you can hear him on our show. He works on 95.7 The Fan. He does the Bills get stuff with him.
Yeah.
He asked me, because he no longer has the time to run these,
yeah,
if I would take the meetings over.
So you would be the guy that would run these ideas and basically run the meeting. You would be in charge of this think tank. Content creating think tank, correct?
No, I would just be there to start the meeting.
But you would run it. You would be the one that would start it, end it,
yep.
And
it's your meeting.
Keep it on track.
It's his meeting.
It's not my meeting. Well, I'm just there.
But you would be there to keep it on the rails, correct?
Well, and run it.
Run it.
And organize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why are you making it?
Are you surprised that he asked you to do this?
Yes, I'm surprised that he asked me
Why
to
are you surprised?
Why? It's not my job.
I hear Tommy, leader in the hallways.
You know what I hear?
What do you hear?
I hear B.B. King, man.
What's that?
Big Boss Man. You ain't as big as you think you is, Big Boss Man. You Boss Man. You the boss with the hot sauce.
I'm the Boss Man.
Like when we've had
I pay the cost to be the boss.
No, we're not. That's not B.B. King, stupid.
So
this
is.
James Brown covered it.
I feel like I have to explain, even to Tommy, because he doesn't go to these meetings.
No, I don't.
When we have these meetings, well, Danger runs it, right?
Yeah.
Like, he brings everybody together. Yeah. He buys us breakfast. And then, you know, he kicks things off, but I can tell the whole meeting.
Shut up.
That
Shut up.
Pat is just dying to jump in.
Shut up.
Like, even when somebody else is talking, he's, like, swiveling in his chair.
That is not true.
He's like, he's
doing
like,
it right now.
You know, he's holding back everything he wants
I know
to say.
What he's, doing.
He's trying so hard not to interrupt everybody to, like, tell them how they should be doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And you so know I can
did?
See why Danger looked at you.
Right.
And said, you know what? I think Pat would be really good at running these.
Because you're kind of like dying to jump in anyway.
No,
dying
I'm not.
And I don't know if you noticed, like he goes from show to show, checking in on everybody.
You do.
I'm just saying hi to people that I like.
We used to make fun of a guy here that used to do that. And as soon as that guy retired, you jumped right on his rails.
It's a different story, man.
No, but you do this. You do check in on everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying hi to my friends.
Yeah, but did you notice nobody else does?
No, I'm looking for, I have no friends in this room. I'm looking to find friends somewhere else. I'm sorry, you were saying, Kimmy?
I was going to say, nobody else checks in. Like, nobody else really comes down here on a daily basis.
Nobody goes door to door like you do.
And.
They don't.
And. Pat even took it one step further.
What did he do?
He invited everybody over to his house for dinner for
Wait,
one
what
of
is this?
For, for an unofficial meeting.
Well, you had a meeting at your house.
Somebody asked me for help, and I said, "Yeah, just come over. We'll have some food, and then we'll do stuff."
I just say, like, you're going beyond. You are going above and beyond.
I was just trying to help out a coworker that asked for something.
Okay, well, that's fine, but don't be surprised then when they ask you to now be like the unofficial boss.
So, do you? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are you happy to run these meetings?
I'll
yes,
do
he
it.
Is.
No.
Yes, he
shut up.
He likes
not.
It. He
no,
likes
I
it.
Don't like it.
He loves it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but here's what happened. You showed too much interest, and you were trying to be too good at a job you didn't want.
Be too good? What does that mean?
Huh?
I don't think he's trying.
No,
I think
he is.
Oh,
he's
saying,
like, he's dying
good.
To jump in.
Yeah, I think this is something that he wants.
No, I don't
oh,
want
so you're
this.
Saying, okay, okay. So he's in denial.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
a little
okay.
bit. Or he's faking
right.
it.
I'm going to ask a very simple question.
Yeah.
First of all, you guys know how I feel about management and bosses. I don't want any kind of that.
Yeah, okay. man. I don't play that game, man.
I'm just running meetings from a house.
I'm sure. not. I did a favor for someone.
I'm just checking in on everybody.
You're a monster.
Man.
You know you are misrepresenting everything.
Is anything that I have said
Yes, all
not
of it's a
true.
Lie. All of it's a lie. All of it. Danger sits me down and asks me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to say?
Save it,
well, obviously,
save.
At this point, you can't say no, but do you understand how you got there?
Kimmy,
do you
what
understand,
are you,
like,
my mom?
Do you understand the steps you've taken to... What, as to why Danger wants you to do this job? He didn't ask anybody else.
Yeah, of all the other people that are in there that could do that job, you were the guy that they went with.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Sandy could have done it. Kimmy could have done it.
Kimmy can't do it.
No.
Why couldn't she go?
I wouldn't want to do it.
I'm not butthurt that I wasn't asked. I just don't want to do it.
But she could do it.
I guess.
Right? Moose could do it. Breezy could do it.
We could all take turns doing it.
Spizzano.
It doesn't fall on one person.
Hope could do it. TJ's been around for a long time.
He asked me to do it. What am I supposed to say? Danger got me my start in this business.
I understand.
You
are now obligated to do it.
He hired
Don't
me
get
for
me
my
wrong.
First job.
I understand. Why you accepted.
So it's loyalty more than anything else. Right?
I don't want to leave the guy up a creek without a paddle. What am I supposed to say?
No, yeah, I think he did the right thing. I mean, I always knew like the next stepping stone for you was going to be middle management.
That's not what this is. All right.
Well, you're a sea hare away from middle management.
He's like
management.
Our boss now, Tommy.
Shut up.
Big boss man, I hear. Boss with the hot sauce.
We're going to have to like answer to Pat, request vacations through him. Excuse me, sir.
252 WCMF 252-9263. I was asked to run a meeting that we do once a month here by Mike Danger here at the Stewart Station. He's got a bunch of stuff he's got to do. He can't do it anymore. And I don't
That'll
want
to be you one of these days.
I just want to point out, this is where it starts.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
This is the beginning.
This is a kickoff point.
Yeah. And if you do it well.
And you will. You always put your shoulder to the wheel.
Shoulder to the wheel? My shoulder! Not the nose to the grindstone. Shoulder to the wheel.
Yeah, push forward.
Okay, Kimmy, look, I'll say this. Kimmy, you are right. There are people who everyone works with who at some point in their lives pretend to be the boss.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that person. They'll
walk around. You know, they offer their help when it's not needed.
Or even ask for.
I'm not that guy. I don't want to be in management.
Just checking in with everybody. How are you doing today? Is everybody good?
Pat Duffy. Damn glad to meet you.
How can I make your day better?
Kimmy did not get that joke, you old bastard. Look, you know what it feels like?
Oh, I know what it feels like.
No, you know what it feels like listening to you guys? It feels like you're upset that you weren't even
considered. Bro, I don't want nothing to do with this
crap.
You
know, you say that. You say that?
I don't want to be involved. I don't want to run crap.
No, you do want to run crap because you sit here in every commercial
break. Well,
I want
to run it my way.
No, it's just, you know what's wrong with this? You know, let me tell you about this guy. If you would do it that way. You worked here 30 years.
Going on 32, actually.
32 years, right? Yeah. You say you don't want it, and maybe you don't actually want it. But you want to be asked. How does it feel? How does it feel that the baby boy you were drinking with is a grown man just jumped your ass in the pecking order at work?
Oh, see?
You bitch ass.
So you
bitch.
Do want this job.
Oh, I don't
yes,
want
you
it.
Do.
I don't want it.
Well, but you're
I'll tell
bragging
you this.
About
but
it
I'll
now.
Tell you this. It feels good that you weren't asked, and I was, you ugly ass, no talent bitch.
You know what? I'm going to think about you when I'm home at 10:15 in the morning.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
So hold on. 30 years of the business.
32.
Was not even considered.
Yes.
30 years.
But this wouldn't be new to you. I mean, you've seen.
I'm not shocked.
You've seen decades of people get those types of positions over you.
And they can have them, man.
Well, they can have them. I don't get bothered by it at all.
I don't care what your content is down the hall.
I'm almost like, I almost feel like I should care.
Why?
I don't know.
It's their problem.
Care about what?
We'll care about like when other people get these types of opportunities.
This isn't an opportunity.
It's an opportunity. Don't pay. I already got that.
No, I understand. But there are some people that would be bothered by that, and I guess I'm not one of them.
Well, you're looking at two.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Duffy, do you realize you're already the boss?
What do you mean?
Okay. A couple months ago when your daughter had that hockey tournament, and you couldn't make it back on Monday, so you called out and the show just didn't happen? I mean, can Kimmy do that? Can Tommy do that?
No.
No.
Well, no, wait. They could work if they wanted to. I. What do you want me to do about that?
I ain't doing crap.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that. Crap. Bob, that one's more on us.
That ain't happening, man.
I accept responsibility. I ain't doing
that. Go find another show, you loser. Try a podcast. I could care less.
My next example is, Duffy, if you're not there to run the live stream, the other two can't do that, so the live stream just doesn't happen.
Yeah. No, I got
again,
it.
But...
Again. Right. Was there a live stream when I started in this business?
No, like, wait, we all have our jobs. Like, for example, if Kimmy doesn't do her job, you don't hear anything
yeah,
we're doing.
True.
I don't know how to run the board.
Well, that's what you have Kimmy for.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody, well... Two-thirds of this room pulls their weight,
yes.
So the show comes off.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I do nothing.
Yeah, no, that's true, Tommy.
No,
you
I'm telling
really
you.
Do anything.
I do nothing. It's in my contract.
Bob, thanks for the
Go
call.
Go find
buddy.
Another show, Bob.
And it's written on the back of a Texas Roadhouse menu, Tommy's yes. contract. Okay, let me ask you this, then.
What is it?
Right? As you guys bust my balls about this, you can't say no to the fake promotion.
You can.
No, you can't.
Somebody else will fulfill that obligation.
Who? Who was? No, but again.
Okay, but what Tommy and I have found, because I think we're both guilty of this, you not so much, unless I'm missing something. We have both have been given like fake promotion responsibilities, and we're so bad at them that they just kind of went away.
What fake promotion did Tommy get?
Well, he actually got real promotion and then got demoted.
Oh, right, at the grocery store. Right. I thought we were talking radio and television.
But like at one point, like when I first started here, they were like, you know what you would be great at? Internship coordinator.
You did do that.
And I was like, okay, yeah. And then I just really dropped the ball.
You don't want to be multi-skilled.
So people just kind of pretended like I didn't have that.
They're just
going to
bend you over, man. This is such a bend over move.
Oh, you're saying Danger bent me over?
All the way over, bro. Yeah.
Okay. What would happen if you just, if you accepted and then like you just didn't do it?
Well, but then
because the meeting's going to happen, right? Yeah. Everybody's just going to get together organically down in that room. And you're going to kick it off, right? And people just talk.
Well, no, because I have to like plan, I have to like plan the meeting and send out the stuff and like ask them what we want for breakfast.
Are you going
to
do that? I got to plan the meeting.
No, I'm saying
I need a proper itinerary. Then we got to whiteboard this thing and I got my PowerPoint.
Not what I'm saying. Not what I'm saying. Shut up.
Who wants a sandwich? Some people are vegan. Yeah, some people have allergies. I got
to
make sure.
No, you actually do have to worry about that.
No, I would immediately. My meeting would end up like Jim Jones. Everybody would have died of a nut allergy because I didn't ask.
Again.
And then meeting's adjourned.
This is why we have to have this contact meeting. This, again, is why we have to have the contact meeting. Rule number one, don't do references from 50 years ago.
It was a quality reference.
Hey, what happened on MASH last night, you old bitch?
What, is it still on?
Radar's dead.
I love Hawkeye.
Shut up. Look.
Good luck with your new promotion, bro.
Shut up. It's not a promotion.
You got to get your little nameplate. We'll move Gump Worsley's picture out of there.
There is a delicate balance here.
What do you mean about being president of content?
Shut up.
Because if you do Intercom, this.
Or where we are now.
That's not even the name of the company anymore. No one even been promoted.
I'm an Odyssey guy, man.
Why'd you say Intercom?
I don't know. Where's American Radio Systems when you need them?
Maybe you should come to the content meeting. I'm just saying.
I got some ideas. Oh, when's your first one? I want to watch.
Shut up.
Boo. Do Macarena.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I mean, you do realize that if you do this and you do it well, you're going to get more responsibilities.
Yes. And that's what you're going to end up doing.
No, but here's the thing. If I tank it on purpose,
tank it on purpose, but don't get
just
too
don't,
zealous.
Just don't try so hard.
Oh, F don't, you.
Like, you're just,
F
you're
you.
Just like doing too much sometimes. It's just a lot.
Like, just let it happen.
You stress me out with your stress.
Somebody's got to worry about...
You project your anxiety onto the rest of the room.
But you got to understand.
And Tommy and I, we don't need that in our lives.
Here's the thing. You don't get it, Kimmy. If Pat doesn't do it,
yeah,
who will?
Okay, that's...
No, you're right.
Who will?
No, that's not like a dick. Somebody in this room has to worry about
America
something.
America turns his lonely eyes to you, Joe DiMaggio. Who will run the content meeting? So is he going to die on the vine?
Shut up. Kimmy, you know, you guys say don't do it well. But here's the thing.
Don't,
I'm not saying, like,
bust
don't
your ass
it.
For a job you don't want.
Yeah, don't. Like, you just go so far. You go above and beyond that it's just like you look like you enjoy doing it.
I know, but here's
so, like, the bosses upstairs are going to be like, you know, Pat really is good at this. He looks like he loves it. We're gonna do
I'm hearing
more.
Good things about that Pat Duffy downstairs.
True or false?
Yeah.
The content meetings are fun.
I enjoy them.
You enjoy them. We always have a really good time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right? Shut up. I'm not talking to you. I was talking to Kimmy. I'm talking to people who matter in this room.
How could a content meeting not be fun?
No, but we have a blast. We just make fun of each other for like an hour.
Okay,
it's awesome. We all talk about
the
stuff that we're going to do, right? Mm-hmm. And true or false, those content meetings do help with content.
Sure.
Okay, so if I go in there and half-ass it, I feel like I'm shorting our coworkers. Okay, fine.
Just let it happen organically.
Just let it happen. Shut up.
The meeting will take care of itself.
You know one of the problems you have?
Please go on.
Well, because I have...
Oldest child bossy syndrome.
Yes, thank you. So you have big brother syndrome because you're the oldest child and you're a male and you're in the pecking order. And because of the situation that happened in your house, you feel it necessary to step in and fix things or be the guiding hand.
You know what that makes us?
What?
Ryan Duffy.
What does that make me?
We're both Ryan Duffy. We are all.
Yeah, combined, you're about Ryan.
We
Duffy.
Are with the all weight, Ryan yes. Duffy in
yes.
that room.
Way to be subtle, by the way. Yes, with the fatness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Big Brother syndrome.
No, I did.
It
not.
Is, and brother, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, that thing is
shut
just,
up.
That's just like hardwired in, bro.
Okay.
And I understand, like, you had to step up because of the situation in your house, even though you never fixed the hole and you lost the house to the bank. But you tried.
I wasn't. What are you talking
but you
about?
You tried.
Jesus Christ, man.
But y'all moved on. You found better families to hang out with.
Okay, here's what I love about people like you.
What
as Kimmy's on the phone. People like you, right?
Yeah.
Like, you guys get to sit back like, eh, man, no big deal. I don't care. Eh. You know, we all do our things for the show. But the things that I do, if they didn't get done, it wouldn't work. Am I wrong? Like, you don't do anything. No, you don't. You don't do anything. And you're going to sit here.
But you knew that going in.
And criticize me with the stuff. If I didn't do it, we'd be fired immediately.
If I don't do it.
Shut up.
It's over.
Shut up. You make me sound like a dick.
Radio's been discontinued.
You make me sound like a dick.
They start taking the towers down.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call.
There's always podcasting or something. I don't know.
You don't know how to do that.
No, I got a buddy that's doing it right now. It seems like anybody could sit in.
Again, I was asked to run a meeting.
To save the meeting.
By our boss. It's a content meeting that we do. I don't want this. It's like one of those fake promotions. Kimmy and Tommy think I'm a douche.
Neither of us said douche. You said douche, for the record.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. Jim, you got the last word on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, most people think you're a douche.
Thank you.
But that's not the point here. The point is, Danger has been looking out for you for years, and he knows at Tommy's elder age, he's going to someday not wake up. And he's gonna leave him out of bed because you won't have somebody that holds the show together.
Yes, absolutely.
You won't have Tommy Mulay to kick around anymore.
Did he hang up? What, yes. Was that his hit run?
One day Tommy will be dead, so yes. You need to take this
permanently. But wait a minute! He was trying to insult me by
killing me off.
And that's how you do content.
I won't even wake up. I'll just be sitting here dead.
All right, let's take a break. Right.
Well, good luck with everything.
Shut up.
Looking forward to hearing good results.
I expect to see you at our content meeting.
Oh, is that coming down?
Excuse me.
Is that coming down?
He'll be dead.
Is that coming down from upstairs from the office of Pat Duffy?
Listen, I'm not saying it's mandatory. I'm saying it is highly encouraged.
Why don't you send me an email?
Yeah, I got an email for you right here. I got an email for you in the men's room. Close your eyes.
What's it called?
It's called Rock Hard Email My Dong in Your Face. Shut up and be at the meeting, you bitch-ass bitch. It's your boss, Pat
Duffy.
That's
a lot to read.
It's a lot, yeah. It's a long email.
Some of your dynamite content. Yeah, dongs. Kick it around.
That's half our show.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Thing that sucks the most about April Fool's Day?
Yeah.
Other than being the victim of a stupid prank, having to dodge fake news stories all day.
Yes.
Long. And there were a bunch, Tommy, that people shared yesterday thinking they were legitimate.
People getting wacky.
But one of them was different than all the others.
What'd they do?
Because although this was obviously a joke, so many folks believed it and got excited about it.
Yeah.
That this company could make money doing the worst thing you can imagine.
Really?
In the airline game.
But they could make money.
You should have seen the reaction.
All right.
You're hanging out at the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, and we'll jump right into it. When it comes to April Fool's stories yesterday that fooled the most people, two got major traction.
What happened?
There was a story that Warren Buffett bought Tesla from Elon Musk for $1 trillion.
Okay.
That story was so popular.
I didn't know he had that kind of money.
Yahoo actually reported it like it was happening, hand to God.
Like they fell for it.
And they had to pull the story down from their website.
Oops.
So there was a point where the story was up, and then the link was still up when you clicked on it, so the story has been removed.
All right.
But the one that had the most people talking.
What are they saying?
Frontier Airlines is a small regional operator. Do they still fly out of Rochester, Kimmy?
I did not find any flights out of Rochester.
Discount carrier.
Through their website, so yeah. I don't think that they're linked to Rochester Airport anymore.
All right, so they were here at one time. They released a statement yesterday saying they were now offering what they called vertical class on their flights.
What's vertical class?
Standing room only.
Like I'm on the subway?
Yes. To quote the company, with fares starting at as little as $9, passengers should not expect much, but the ticket will include personal standing space with ergonomic back support, secure hand straps, complimentary knee rests on select planes. And as we know, this was a joke, April Fool's Day. It would be against all FAA regulations to have people stand while the flight was going.
Yeah, I'm just thinking turbulence, but okay.
And there's no way this could be done.
Yeah.
That is, until people started messing around with the idea.
Oh, really?
People were so excited about the idea of $9 standing room only flights that they started uploading prototype standing seats that they believed would be FAA compliant.
Oh.
They as well started to share seating charts that proved you could charge as little as $9 to fill a plane full of people and make the same amount of money you would with the seats they currently have. And as the day went on, more and more people started to say they would be happy to stand for an entire flight
chintz air
in exchange for a $9 ticket.
Okay.
All of a sudden, off of this April Fool's joke, folks were all in on vertical class.
$9 standing room only.
Like you're on a bus.
Yeah.
Or in a, I was just thinking of a subway when you're bouncing around in New York, you know?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Would you stand for an entire flight for a plane ticket under $25?
Yes.
Really?
Well, okay. Flights under, I would say a flight under 2 hours, I would stand. You get to stretch your legs. It's actually not so bad.
What's your maximum?
I would like 2 hours.
2 hours
definitely,
is a cutoff.
Definitely be the max. I don't think I at some point I would need to like sit down or rest in some way.
Would you pay $25 or less?
I couldn't do it now, but I would say this: like back in the day when we were on the road, you know, traveling for comedy, if I could find a $9 standing room only instead of spending 12 hours, 15 hours in a car to get to a gig, I would have definitely done it. Not that I'd love it, but goddamn, man, are you kidding me,
bro?
15 hours driving through the Midwest in the dead of winter?
I don't think you're fully considering how bad this would
be. Hey, I got news for you. I never do. But think about that. She's right. And back in the day, a young person, you could stand for a couple hours. You're working out. When I was a kid, I could stand my ass all day.
I'd almost, like, there are some points where I wish I could stand.
And by the way, me now with my blood clots, I need to stand.
Okay, so you're in. You're both in.
I might take clot air. Chintzy clot air.
So you're both in.
I couldn't do it anymore.
Okay.
But you could do it. And young people could do it easily. You think of these young people that, you know, they backpack around Europe. They fly around the world on the cheap, these college kids. You could do it.
Okay. Let's break down why this would be the worst idea in the history of the world.
Right.
First off, you're exhausted after flying the way it is now, right? Like, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
You get home and you want to melt into the couch, right?
But now, you also don't like to fly.
Take my fear of flying out.
Okay.
Can we admit that you're exhausted just from flying?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's stressful.
Traveling's exhausting.
So now add 2 hours of standing the entire time. Then let's factor in what turbulence is going to feel like when you are standing straight up.
So I wonder, but you are kind of anchored in there.
Well, let's say, so the one of the things that I saw was a belt. You would put your feet in something that was bolted to the ground. Mm. You would belt into this like back thing.
So kind of like you're harnessed. Astronaut.
Yeah.
You know, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And but upright.
And they argued it would keep you, and there was a thing to put your arms in, so in case you started jostling, you would be held in place, right? Yeah. But even that, I mean, we only know turbulence through our asses. Does that make sense?
Yeah, up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of what it's going to feel like going through the bottom of your feet, man.
Okay.
That would be an effing nightmare.
I would think, like, taking off would feel weird.
I'm getting chills thinking
about it.
Because,
like, it almost feel like you're climbing a mountain or something. And also landing, too, like you're free-falling almost.
Yeah.
That would be kind of weird.
No,
like, more of
you.
A roller coaster ride.
Kind of weird. It would be horrific, man. Horrific. Because at least in the seat, you can buckle yourself in as tight as possible.
Rest.
You can hold on to the armrest, right? Like, it doesn't do anything, but it makes you feel better.
Sure.
But the one thing no one has thought about, and it did not come up at all yesterday while people were talking about how they wanted this, the bathrooms.
Oh, you just get up and go to the bathroom, you go back to your pole.
Okay. Let's say you triple the amount of people on every flight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're either going to have to put more bathrooms on the planes, which will take up more space and raise the price.
They're not.
Or you're going to have the dude sitting in front of you poop his pants.
Okay, now you see what you do.
What?
I don't think the guy's going to take a dump.
Why? Pee his pants?
You're
going to pee
running
down your legs from the guy next to you?
Why can't you go to the bathroom?
Because you're going to have two bathrooms for, instead of 60 people,
you have
200
front,
people.
Right.
200 people. So one bathroom for every 25 people. That ain't going to work.
Yeah, but most people don't use the bathroom.
Yeah. On a shorter flight?
Yeah, a two-hour hop.
I always use a bathroom whenever flight I'm on. You guys don't use a bathroom?
No, I avoid it if I can.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to go in that grimy-ass little thing.
Come on, you're
I was on the last flight I was on. It's like 4.5 hours. I did not use the bathroom.
Yeah, if it's a long flight, I will, but not a short flight.
I just go before I get on the plane.
Okay,
like, if you're flying from here to New York, it's about, an hour and a half flight? Yeah. You got to take a whiz?
I'll get up at some point and take a whiz.
Why?
No. I mean, I might get up and stretch my legs, but I'm not taking a whiz.
Well, you just walk up and down the plane?
I got to.
A weirdo. Yeah. Don't mind me just getting my steps in, guys.
I got
you
got
to get your steps in.
I got the bad clot.
I got the clot.
I got the cholesterol.
Well, let me tell you how my varicose veins disappeared just from walking around.
And unless you're unless you're in the, like, on the aisle, in those seats, like, you're going to have to make somebody get up and down every time you have to go pee.
I normally fly with my family, so it's not that big a deal.
Right.
Get up, Claire. 252 WZMF. In an April Fool's Day joke story yesterday, Frontier Air, that used to fly out of Rochester, announced they were introducing vertical class, standing room only seats on all of their planes. A $9 ticket, you would get secure hand straps, ergonomic back support, complimentary knee rest on some planes. Again, obviously a joke, but people got so excited about the idea of $9 to $25 flights, they started submitting online to this company designs.
You know, 50 years from now, this is probably going to be a thing.
And that's the problem.
Like, it's going to be like chintzy, you know, busted air.
Okay. So the biggest reason we do not want this, going down the road that you're discussing, and I get right now that if they were to do this, it would be an option. It's optional. You can still have your seat if you want it. But that's how things get really bad. Because now, most flights you take, almost all flights, all the seats are jammed together. Mm-hmm. No elbow room.
Yeah, they're tight.
That idea started on economy airlines.
Mm-hmm.
But when the big boys found out they could make more money doing what the cheaper ones did, they went that route.
They went with the squeeze.
And the price didn't go down.
Mm-hmm.
You used to get food on almost every flight you took.
Yeah, you got a little something.
You got it. Economy airlines started taking that away to save money on tickets. And then the big boys saw that, and they kept the ticket price, just got rid of the meals. Even recently, it wasn't that long ago, that one check bag was always free.
Yeah.
Right? Well, economy airlines changed that to save money. Now, almost every single airline, you have to pay to check a bag.
Yeah, so they keep creeping up.
The second you make things worse for the sake of saving money as an option, everything becomes worse because of greed.
Yeah.
So, if you go down this road of standing room only planes, it will be only a matter of time until you cannot buy a seat on a plane, mark my words.
No, you'll be able to buy a seat on a plane, but it'll be a premium seat. But that's what's going to happen.
$5,000.
So, like, every, like, your standard seat now, they'll call that premium economy, and you'll pay a nice chunk of change for it.
Yeah, we don't want this. We don't want this.
But it's going to happen anyway.
Nah.
Yeah, to your point. It's going to happen. And I think you're either going to have premium flights with seats, mm-hmm. or you're going to have the chintzy, it's going to look like a subway. Everybody's just standing up.
Like, it's already embarrassing when you
Wouldn't
get on a
standing,
flight.
Standing, though, make more, take up more space?
Well, no, because you're jamming in a place that I can fit two people. I can now fit four to six.
Four to six people in a two-seat area?
Well, think how big a seat is.
Yeah, it's not that big.
I mean, you're probably gaining a few more passengers.
And think about how far, like when you sit down,
you've eliminated all the seats. Yeah. You've eliminated all that weight out of the plane.
I wouldn't think like you could really squeeze that many more people on.
You probably could get some more.
I was looking at some of the like diagrams people were putting out. Like they were able to double, sometimes triple the amount of people on a flight based on standing versus sitting.
So you're going to be really close to that person in front of you.
Well, yeah, because why would you need any space? You're just standing straight up.
I don't want to feel as dong rubbing up against me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at least not in that environment. Like, the funniest thing about this, like, right now, air travel is cheaper than, like, it's ever been adjusted for inflation in American history, right? Hey, Kimmy, when you get a chance, could you Google what the average plane ticket cost in 1980? Because, like, as we sit here, you can get a one-way flight out of Rochester to plenty of places for under $100.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's something that did not really exist 20, 30, 40 years ago. Not until JetBlue showed up and like altered the way things work.
Yes.
Right? And then Southwest took on that.
But even JetBlue's prices started to creep up.
Same with Southwest.
Yeah.
You know? And like Southwest used to be able to check a bag for free. Not anymore.
But then the other lower guys come in, right?
Okay. And then they do something. It's like, wow, standing room only. And now everybody's doing it. And it sucks.
But look how bright the plane is. And it's got a dolphin on the side.
Kimmy, do we have the average plane ticket in the year 1980?
Well, so it gave me... today. It said 1980, the average cost of a domestic round trip airfare adjusted for inflation was around $350.
Oh, that's about okay.
So I can do better for you. So I bought a ticket on People's Express.
Which was the discount airline.
That was the original discount carrier, and they went bankrupt and I didn't get my money back.
Okay.
I just lost it. That was a round-trip ticket from West Palm Beach, Florida to JFK, and it was $150.
Damn.
That's round-trip.
And you got a seat.
Mm-hmm. And you had a seat. And that was like 1981.
Okay.
But here's the deal. At that time, I made $164 a week.
Mm. So you were overpaid?
Yes.
Okay.
So that was almost my entire paycheck cost that seat.
And you had a good job.
Yeah, it was a good job.
Yeah. 252-WCMF. Let's take one call before we move on. Again, we're talking about an April Fool's joke from Frontier Airlines where they were going to offer standing room only flights that got out of control because so many people wanted them. Victor, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
So I don't think we're taking account for the luggage boxes above the seats. Like I can't stand up like right where the seats are. I'm 5'10". So are they going to have to make the planes taller?
Oh, no. So you get to stand in the hunched area in the back.
I didn't consider that.
Dude, yeah, you get crouched over.
No, that is a good point.
Yeah, you can't stand up.
No, I can't stand up on a plane, period.
So you got to hold your luggage.
Like, well, I mean, unless they...
Like you're just arriving in Hollywood from Kansas City.
I mean, look, if they told you no carry-ons, you got to check everything. $9.
You wouldn't be able to bring anything with you.
Yeah, but then they would charge you for the bag, so then now that's starting to... creep up the price to your point.
Well, look, we got a problem, buddy. Now we got a problem. Victor, if there was a way to do it, would you stand for 2 to 3 hours for a $9 flight?
I think $9, no more. Like, if it was $10, I wouldn't do it.
Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, big people couldn't do it. Like, big people, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. They ain't stand for no 2 hours, man. Their ankles will explode. You know I'm right. You think... Look, we know some big people.
Yes, we know.
But I wonder if it would be more comfortable for them to stand rather than
they can't stand.
Like squeezed into a
middle seat.
Their
joints can't take it.
Yeah, no.
Their hips.
Look, as a man who carried a lot of weight, I will tell you that after a while, it's
their girth just can't do it.
Let's take a break.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership. and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Parties Over today on the Odyssey app.
Ah, it would be cool.
What's that?
Like, if you think about it for half a second, then when you think about it more, this would cause major problems for every family in Western New York. And here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
Based on, like, history, it may be inevitable.
That is going to happen.
I'm worried it is.
What is it?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So yesterday, no surprise, the NFL announced they are doing another triple header on Christmas Day.
Damn.
Massive ratings for the triple header, the first one they did on Christmas last season. Then you had the Beyonce halftime show.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Came in on an effing horse, bro. So they will once again have two games on Netflix, one game on Amazon. And as of now, we don't know who are playing in those games. So the information I'm about to give you, depending on the kind of Bills fan you are, will either be super exciting or it's going to ruin your holiday.
All right.
Did you know
what's that?
Your Buffalo Bills have never played on Christmas?
Like, it just, even when it just fell on?
In the history of the franchise, the Bills have never played on Christmas.
Wow.
The Bills have played seven times on Christmas Eve, including on the road against the Bears a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They played a handful of times on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They've played a couple times on New Year's Eve. They've played a couple of times on New Year's Day. They've played a few games on Halloween. The only holiday your Buffalo Bills have never played in their over 60 years of existence is Christmas.
Wow.
Also, they have the MVP on their roster.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The NFL, Kimmy, picked really good teams for their Netflix and Amazon games on Christmas last year.
Oh, you know they're in. It's a lock. Has to be.
Damn it! Come on!
Wait, why don't you want to watch the Bills on Christmas?
I would love to. Why?
That's a tough holiday. You can do this on Thanksgiving or really, I guess that's really the only other holiday they play.
Well, Thanksgiving, prime time, and Halloween is tough because if your kids want to go trick
or
treating,
New Year's or something.
I remember the Bills played on Halloween when I was a kid, and my dad didn't go trick or treating with us.
Yeah, but you really enjoyed yourself.
But like Christmas would be the toughest. Christmas is the toughest to break away from everything going on to just
focus. But you say
on
that. The ratings are through the roof.
Well, you're right.
No, because people will watch. It's just not like the best time to do it.
And there's two ways to watch a game, right? Because I will admit, with the exception of the Chiefs game, which really mattered to us at that point.
Yeah.
Bills fans. The game was on, but I wasn't zoned in.
It was background.
Yeah, I mean, I would watch it occasionally, have a conversation with somebody, laugh, whatever.
Yeah.
If the Bills are on, I need to be zoned
in. You got to lock in.
And that's going to be a problem for whatever I am doing on Christmas Day with my family.
All right.
So,
but if it's a late game where everything's kind of winding down, who cares? I mean, right, if it's prime time, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when everything's popping around the house, that sucks. So you got to root for a night game.
Was it 1-4-7 last year? I can't remember what the times were.
That sounds right.
So you pull for the 7 o'clocker.
Okay, that would work. But yeah.
Did they have an early? Did they have a 1 o'clock game?
Had,
or was it only like? Was it two later on?
I thought it was three games. If I'm remembering correctly, I could be wrong. Would you check that out?
But are they looking to do three this year?
They are definitely doing three this year. So there would probably be a like Thanksgiving, either a noon or a one.
It'd be like Sunday night football.
Yeah, you got it.
Right.
But there's one thing you're not thinking about. You're right. If the Bills go on the road and they play one of these slots, yes, you can make it work. Fine. Home game?
Oh, boy.
On Christmas?
Nice.
No.
Get out of the house.
There is no time period they could play in which a home Christmas Day game would work.
So they had two last year.
Okay,
two,
I made a mistake.
But this year, they're talking about three.
There are definitely three this year, one on Amazon. All right, so let's say if they do a noon game on Christmas, what do you do?
You go.
I can't go. I'm going to miss Christmas morning with my kids.
Well, there's going to be 60,000 people to figure out how to do it.
Okay. And then, like, even the 3 o'clock game, you get caught in that weird in-between because now I'm going to miss whatever holiday stuff we normally do during the day.
Wait, you miss the cleanup and everything else?
Well, like, my brother made dinner last year at, like, 2, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
He hosted.
So you're out.
I usually, well, I don't know because I don't want to be out.
I know. You can't say no.
And, like, if it's at...
Ooh, dude. New stadium coming up. What if the following year, new stadium... Oh. Christmas Day.
That one doesn't bother me. I'll miss that.
The new stadium.
I'm worried about this year with the last
year of the old stadium.
Because I want to get to every
game.
Yeah,
you got it. You got to go.
Yeah.
You got to take it all
in,
bro.
In case it snows.
The history.
And you got like the whole Christmas vibes going on.
This is going to happen, isn't it? They're going to have a whole Christmas Day game.
Bro, he was part of the highest rated game last year outside of like the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
No, you keep changing
like
that
stat. Like, the NFL loves that stadium. When everybody starts to sing Let It Snow together, that's what they're looking for.
Damn it!
Yeah, it looks good on TV.
Shut up!
Not at home, but it looks good on
TV. Just a little light dusting of snow.
Oh, you don't think your wife's going to want to go for Christmas?
She ain't going.
Oh, I'll offer my tickets.
Huh?
Hey, you want to go?
Not in my house.
Oh, yeah. You going to put your foot down?
We celebrate the Lord in this house.
God, this would suck so hard. Am I wrong? 252 to BCMF? What am I missing
here?
This
is what you get with a popular team.
Shut up.
You all wanted, championship, Super Bowl.
Yeah, we like a Super Bowl. How about, tell you what, I will trade a Super Bowl for a Christmas Day game. I will make that exchange.
Wow,
fine.
Wow, are you sure you want to say that?
Well, no, I'm saying I will play on Christmas if it means we win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
We'll go to the game. Fine.
Gotcha. But, this could be the year, right?
That
they make the run.
You know that I say that every year.
Yeah. No, but this has got to be it, right?
It doesn't have to be. You said that last year. You said the year before.
I think you really need it this year.
Shut up. 252 WCMF. The NFL announced again yesterday there will be Christmas games. I made a mistake. There were three games this year. There were only two last year. This year, two on Netflix, one on Amazon. The Buffalo Bills have never played on Christmas. Seven games on Christmas Eve. They played on Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Halloween, Christmas, the only holiday they haven't played. You also now have MVP Josh on the roster. Kimmy is making several compelling arguments as to why the NFL would want a home game in Buffalo on Christmas Day. Okay. I wonder what those tickets would cost on the secondary market.
Oh, you think it'd be one of the most sought after?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because I think it goes either way. It's either going to be the most sought after ticket or the ticket that sells for the least amount because nobody will be able to leave their family.
Well, you're going to have off, most likely around that time of year, especially.
Well, it's Christmas. You're going to be off on Christmas.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So
unless you run a Chinese restaurant.
So no matter what time of day it is, you got the flexibility to do it if you want.
Yeah, but you ain't got family flex, bro.
Unless you take your family.
Oh, pick the family.
New tradition, kids.
They only got two seats. They have four family.
So buy the other chump out.
Oh, yeah, good idea. That's good. I'll just spend a whole bunch of more money on the game. On Christmas, by the way.
No, yeah. If it happens this year, it's going to be packed because everybody that wants to go is going to argue, well, it's our last time in the stadium.
Right. You want to soak in all that history.
Yeah.
Man.
Potential Christmas game here.
All that grimy, busted history.
Our one hope may be that the NFL wants to wait until the new stadium opens to do like a premier game for something like this. So maybe we get it pushed off a year, in which case I'm fine with that.
Oh.
Nah, they'll do that another time.
Shut up. I will be out of my mind upset. By the way, for a competitive standpoint, Christmas is on a Thursday this year, so it would be like playing a Thursday night football
game. Man, think of how many Christmas cookies are going to get passed around in those stands.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, okay. I don't know if I'm eating cookies from my neighbors anymore in the stadium.
Right.
Oh, I thought your neighbors always brought cookies.
So they did, but like they've done it for years, and I know them, right? Yeah. So like they're really nice, and I trust them.
Rogue cookies.
I don't trust rogue cookies anymore. I don't know what
you sound like me.
No, I'm just saying the way that, you know, 10 years ago, nobody was putting stuff in the cookies. Now, lots of cookies and stuff in them.
Happy cookies.
I don't want to be get high for the first time in 25 years in the stadium during a game, and it's edible high. All right, so we sit, we wait. By the way, that's not the only potential weird game the Bills are up for.
What else?
Did they make the announcement officially that the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing in Ireland this year?
I thought so.
Really?
Whether or not they've made the announcement, it looks like it's going to happen. It'll be the first ever regular season game in Ireland.
Damn.
The Bills, so they don't do divisional games overseas.
Mm.
So the Bills are one of four teams, because they play on the road against Pittsburgh.
Oh.
That would be up for this Ireland game.
You got to go, bro.
Pittsburgh's definitely in.
Okay. You got to go, you and your dad. You got to go back to the old country. How do you go? You go to London.
Yeah.
People that held your people back. Did all those horrible that you gave those oppressive bastards your money. Mm-hmm. But you don't go support your own people?
I didn't say I wasn't going to
go.
Yeah,
you made face. How do you not want to go to Ireland?
It was a hard trip, the last one, man. It was a hard
Ireland?
No, when we went to London to see the Bills. It was fun. It's hard.
What was that hard about?
It's hard.
I'm shocked you're not all about this one.
How could you not?
Yeah.
I mean, your dad's going to be there.
Absolutely.
And he probably already knows his way around that town.
Maybe that's why I'm not so excited about it.
Your brother? Man, the whole family should go. Yeah, make the beautiful. You got to go like where your grandfather first got arrested and everything and take the pictures.
That joke's on you. My great-grandfather was arrested in America, and that's why we're in Rochester. So shut up. Take a break.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a banana bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.